Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what's this? The second podcast on a Monday? What's going on? Mondays are supposed to be slow, just getting back into the groove, right? No. That's not the way we rock here at Every Day is Saturday. I want to thank you so much for listening to the show. Hey, before we get started with today's message, can you do me a favor? Can you go into iTunes and leave a 5-star rating for the podcast and a nice little comment? I appreciate all of them. I read all of them. Why do I read them all? Because I'm a one-man gang, man. This is what I love to do. I live for this. I live for sharing this message. And when you leave a rating, it helps people just like you, champions like yourself, positive, motivated, inspired individuals. It helps them find the show faster. So however you found the Every Day Saturday podcast, maybe you were searching for motivation, inspiration, entrepreneurship, whatever it was, you found it because others that have gone before you left a rating, they listen, they subscribe. So if you could do that, leave a rating. You could even pause the podcast right now. Just click 5 stars on your iTunes account. I'd really appreciate that. If you're listening on Spotify, that's great. Stitcher app, wherever you found the show, I love it. I love you. Listen to me. I don't take one podcast download, not one listener, for granted. If you even knew where I came from, man, you know that's true. You know that's true. And if you know me, then you know that's even more true. Hey, you got to set up something. I want to share this with you. And I posted this on my Instagram account a while back. Well, maybe about a week or two ago. And it went something like this. Okay. Decide what kind of life you really want. First of all, there's that word again. It seems to be coming up in a lot of podcasts. Decide, decision. You know, everything comes from your decisions. So decide what kind of life you really want and then say no to everything that isn't that. And it sounds simple, but it's very hard to do. A lot of people, they just can't do this because there's a lot of pressure coming from family, from friends, from business, money decisions. We make decisions based on our finances, not from our heart. Everything flows from our heart. Everything flows. Even the decisions that we make, they flow directly from our heart. And we talked about yesterday planting seeds in good soil. If your heart isn't pure, if your heart isn't filled with gratitude, that's not good soil. So whatever you try to do, the words that come out of your mouth and the decisions that you make are going to be not as good as if your heart is in good soil. You can't plant seeds in bad soil, cast upon the rocks and the thorns and all of that. You got to have a heart that is soft and ready to accept that and ready to learn and ready to give. Because how do you earn income and how do you separate yourself away from everybody else is you give away all of your best stuff. And then people find, wow, the value, man, that is incredible. If she is giving away all of this incredible content for me or serving me at this level, what I pay for has got to be just pure gold. That's how you make money on the internet. That's how you make money offline too. But a lot of people get confused. I don't want to give away stuff in my ebook, Sam, that's in my regular book that sells for $12.95 on Amazon. Well, okay. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have 1,000 people on your email list that love that free ebook, or would you rather have 100 people who paid $12.95 for your book, of which you're going to get about 6% royalty and you're not going to make a dime? And oh, by the way, I don't want to burst your bubble either, because we do have some people listening to the show that have been New York Times bestsellers, but that's probably just based on statistics, a 98% chance it's not going to be you. So give away your book. Don't just say, hey, go to Amazon and buy it. Give it away. Give it away as an audio version. Give it away as a free download. That's how you add value. But getting back to deciding what kind of life you really want, say no to everything that isn't that. Say no to people that, hey, you want to go out, you want to go to happy hour, you want to get drunk, you want to chase women, you want to chase men, you want to do this, you want to do that. Nah, that doesn't fit into the life I really want. hey, well, why don't you take the rest of the day off? No, that doesn't really fit in. I'm building this hustle, man. I'm building this movement. It doesn't really, oh, come on, man. Don't go to that live event. That's just another motivational speaker that's just going to get you fired up. No, I actually want to do that. I actually want to do that because I'm saying no to everything that isn't part of the decision that I made, you know? Oh, why do you got to have that faith? Come on, man. Just so look at that porn one more time or do this. No, that's not the life I really want. That's just not what I'm looking for right now. I made a decision that this is the life I want, and I'm going to say no to everything that isn't that. Does that resonate with you? Because maybe this podcast found you at a time where you're a little bit confused. Like you're going this way, you're going that way. Maybe you don't struggle with a lot of those addictions that most people do. Maybe you just struggle with procrastination, getting any kind of momentum. Maybe you're in a little bit of a funk. Well, you're in a little bit of a funk and you're lacking momentum because you're saying yes to everything and you're going nowhere. Are you a yes person? Are you somebody that can't say no to an offer, to a situation, to a friend, to a phone call, to a text, to an email? I'll do it. Yeah, I'll help. I'll do that. If you learn to say no, that's good. That's powerful. It helps you, and it also helps the other person understand that they just can't use you. They can't leverage you. And if you say no to every biz op that you get an offer to and every webinar that you're invited to, then you're going to be successful because you can't say yes to everything. Not everything is a good fit for you. So sometimes instead of saying yes to a great opportunity, you know, we have to say yes and make decisions that are powerful, but we got to say yes to decisions that are congruent with the person and the life that we've decided to have and the person we decided to be, and start saying no. You know, no, I'm not going to jump on another webinar. No, I'm not going to join another MLM and network marketing company. No, I'm not going to get on Facebook and scroll endlessly for the next 30 minutes about the Grammys or the Oscars or the Emmys or the Tonys. I'm not going to argue about politics for today. I'm not going to get on Twitter and get sucked into that life. No, I'm just not, because that's not the life I want. I don't want to be angry. I want decisions to be made, and I want my heart to be good soil where that seed can get planted. And everything flows from the heart. Everything flows from the heart. And once you understand that, you will decide the kind of life you really want. And you know what's wild? There's people that are 60, 70, 80 years old that still don't know the life they want. And that's okay. If they woke up today, they get another chance today to make that decision. And that's the beauty of it. But there's going to come a time where you don't have any more time left. And that's the real sobering thing. And that's the part that really sucks, is you went through life saying yes, or you went through life saying no. One of the two. And they were bad decisions because neither of them aligned with the life that you really wanted. And so here's the lasting message. And by the way, follow me on Instagram at EverydayIsSaturday. Let me know you're following me. Send me a DM. Everybody, and I try to get back to people that say, hey, man, I listened to the podcast. I think I pretty much got back to everybody in the last year that sent me a DM on Instagram. Hey, Sam, big fan of the show. I listened to the podcast. Fired up. I send a video response back to you. Okay. So do that. Let me know you're listening. Follow me on Instagram at EverydayIsSaturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. I'll give you a shout back via the video DM. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to decide what kind of life you really want. And don't take it lightly. Don't say, I want a life. I want to be rich. No, that's not nearly specific enough. Okay. What do you want to do? Who do you want to help? What is it that you want to do? All right. Decide the life you really want and then say no to everything that isn't that. Are you with me? Does that make sense? I hope it does, because it's not easy to do. But let me tell you, once you get there, making a decision is easy. But again, decisions got to come. They got to be seeds planted in good soil. Okay? Then it becomes amazing, man. Then you never want for anything ever again. You're not sitting around going, oh, I wish I had that. I wish I had that. No. You're right where you should be. How would it feel to know that you're right where you need to be right now? And know that, like, know that in the deepest part of your heart. Like, I know this is where I need to be right now. Think about that. If that's you, get after it, man. There is no wrong decision. Just make sure you're saying no to everything. If you don't want to be overweight, say no to that crap that you're eating. All right. And say yes to getting back into the gym, or at least going for a walk every night. If you want to be healthier, stop smoking, stop drinking, stop doing drugs. You know, just say that's not the life you want anymore, and say no to everything that isn't working in that direction. It's something that I'm telling you, when you get it, it might be next week or next month. When you get it, go back and listen to the show. Bookmark it. February 11, 2019. This is the show to decide what kind of life you really want. That's going to be the title of the show, so bookmark it, look for it. If you ever come back, need more inspiration, come back to this particular podcast. All right? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.